Ambassadors of Hope. Words from Jesus.
We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5, 20-21. I have sent you as my ambassadors to a dark and dying world. You represent me and are like modern-day John the Baptist's, a voice crying in the wilderness, pointing the way to the truth and preparing the way for my second coming. While not all will listen, the gospel will be preached in all the world before the great and terrible days. As the world grows darker as it moves toward the last days, the light of my spirit will be much brighter. Every minute you spend with me, loving me, praising me, and getting filled up with my word, will add to the brightness on your face and be evident in your actions in the days to come. People will see you and know that you have been with me. The time you spend with me is not just to help you get through today's challenges, but it will also help your light to shine brighter and clearer to others. You will see and experience my spirit moving and living in you in a deeper and closer way. If you have labored long and hard in my fields without many obvious results, rejoice in the knowledge that one day you will see the fruit of your years of faithfulness. Your joy and happiness will radiate brightly as a shining star, giving faith and courage to many. I have chosen weak vessels to fulfill my will, so that the power and excellence will be mine and will point people to me. As you continue to let go of the things that are behind you, and as you embrace the path I have set before you, I will not fail to empower you and anoint you for what lies ahead. I will reward you for your labors of years past in the fields that I have called you to. You have been doing your part to prepare the earth. You have planted and watered and harvested, and one day you will see the culmination of all that you worked for. The seeds of faith that you have planted will bring forth fruit in the lives of the people you reached. The challenges and sacrifices will seem light in comparison to the joy in your heart at seeing the fruit of your labors in my field of service. They that be wise. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Have you wondered if you are one of the ones spoken of in my word who will be strong in faith and do great exploits? What greater exploits can you do than sharing the good news and leading as many as you can to me, those who will help to cover the earth with my truth as the waters cover the seas? They that are wise will shine and turn many to righteousness. People will see the light in you and be drawn to my spirit in you. My sheep will know me and be drawn to the words of truth you share with them. My love will flow from my heart to your heart to enable you to accomplish my commission with faith and tranquility of mind. My spirit will guide you and empower you to fulfill your calling to shine my light in your part of the world, which will triumph over the darkness. My anointing will empower my children to share my gospel, the good news, throughout all the earth. Look to the future with joy, hope, and excitement, believing and knowing with deep certainty that you belong to me, the King of the universe, and that I have loved you with an everlasting love. I am the true vine, and you who remain attached to me will bring forth fruit. If you abide in me and in my words, your life will bear fruit. I have wonderful things for you in the future. As the days grow darker, your light will shine as the brightness of the firmament, attracting others to me and my message of love through you. Every battle and step of the journey toward your destiny and the fulfillment of my promises is worth it. The prize is worth it, and the work you are investing in is bearing fruit, whether you see the results now in the lives of others or in the world to come. So send I you. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world, and I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so that they can be made holy by your truth. My prayer is not for them alone, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. John 17:18-20. As my Father sent me, so send I you. I send you out into a world of hurt and loss, pain and suffering, heartbreak and loneliness, need and yearning, so you can give this lost and lonely world what I have given you. Pour out my love, compassion, and understanding to those who need it so desperately. Let me love and help others through you. Wherever you are and whatever situation you are in, there are people nearby who need what you have to give them. Some will receive it and others will not. Some will even criticize you or berate you for your witness. But whether they receive or forbear, you have been my messenger and have fulfilled your responsibility. I not only want to give them eternal life, I also want to give them life more abundant here and now, more abundant love, peace, contentment, understanding, and fulfillment. I want to transform their lives both on earth and in the hereafter. Even if they don't receive me or my message through you, my word never returns void. Your witness is never wasted, it always has an effect. Your words of friendship and concern demonstrate my love and concern for them, and that I want to be their friend forever. For those who have few faithful friends, that fills a great need. Your sympathy and understanding touches their heart. Your praise and thankfulness are a light in the darkness of the world. Your peace and trust and certainty of hope in the midst of life's storms are something that they will yearn for. The genuine love they see in you is like sitting in front of a warm fireplace on a cold winter night. For those who do receive me, whether during your witness or afterward, how I rejoice! They've opened the doors of their hearts to me and we can commune together. I will rejoice, for my son or daughter who was lost has now been found and is forever mine. Never underestimate the power of a witness.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.